The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Without freedom of the press, no democratic form of government could exist.
We switch you now to London.
I'm standing on a rooftop looking out over London.
Good night and good luck.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York.
NBC presents Chet Huntley and David Brinkley.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight. With Peter Jennings in London, Max Robinson in Chicago, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Good evening.
This historic legislation, the telecommunications law, will create many, many high-wage jobs, will create opportunity and better lives for all Americans.
When the press is free, the people of a country are free. When the press is not free, the people of a country are in danger of slavery.
Keeping you informed with information, news, and the views of people making the news. It's the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
All right. Well, we made it to the start of a new week. It is Tuesday. I'm Nicole Sandler. Thank you for being here. I need to warn you ahead of time. We are having major technical difficulties today. My computer, in case I had this computer custom built about 3 years ago, and it had all the bells and whistles. It had all the, it had a blazing fast processor and storage up the wazoo and all the bells and whistles that I needed. I had it custom built. And when I got it and I went to set it up, I screwed up. I was cocky and I hadn't installed a virus protection program before I started downloading programs. I was in a hurry, I guess, and I wasn't careful. And I somehow downloaded the mother load of viruses. All of a sudden, windows started opening up left and right, my whole screen, and my stomach just dropped. It was a $1,500 massive mistake I made. And for the last 3 years, I've been living with this computer that has never been right. And every now and then, it happened last week when Joy Reid was here, there are glitches that happen. And the newest glitch is that I always load up the audio that I'm going to use on the day's show on this wall of carts. A cart is it's a radio term. but it's a easy way to get all the audio I need in one place, and I just hit a button and they're there. So basically what happened today is my wall of sound does not work. And I tried everything. I tried reinstalling QuickTime because it works off that. I tried everything you can imagine, and it's just not working. So then I tried to find something similar to it. that doesn't work either. Nope, still not working. Damn it. So I'm going to be a little slow on the uptake today because I don't have my sound at my fingertips like I usually do. So with that said, let's try to get a laugh or two. It is Mercury retrograde, isn't it? God, figures. All right, so this probably won't work, but let's start with a funny tune from our friend Lauren Mayer. Now, I got to tell you, it's about all the people that are running for president under the Democratic party line. And we know that Eric Swalwell dropped out this week. But Tom Steyer got in? Are you kidding me? Ay, ay, ay. Now, I'm not familiar with the music of... now I can't even remember who does this song. I want to say Taylor Swift, perhaps. Anyway, it is a new Lauren Mayer song. I'm not really familiar with the source music. I think it's a Taylor Swift song, which explains why I don't understand it. But it's still an entertaining song nonetheless. So take it away, Lauren Mayer.
It feels like a crazy race to defeat the Trumpster and put him in the dumpster. Yippee. Yet here comes another face acting assertive that I've never heard of. Who's he? Oh, they're liberal, smart, articulate, and multilingual. It's wonderful but confusing, oh yeah. And most of them won't forget about the issues, it's true. But it seems ludicrous to keep track of 20 plus. I don't know who's gonna pick, cause you need an abacus if you are actually keeping track of 20 plus Democratic candidates. 20 plus. It seems like a bit too much. The race is too crowded, no doubt about it. Some of them are out of touch. They're probably done for. What did they run for? Please God, not one more. Oy. They're senators, governors, mayors, and even gurus. They're passionate and progressive, oh yeah. But oy, it's hard not to forget over half of them, oh yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous to keep track of 20 plus, and the polls change every day. Just ignore them anyway. But I'm not to blame that I can't recall each name, cause it's such a chore for us to really try remembering 20 plus. Some are superfluous. Unlike the GOP in 2016, no one is being mean, not calling names. And it's so nice to see fact-based campaigning and not much mansplaining. Well, not too much. They're all for healthcare, women's choice, and immigration. They'll all fight income inequality and climate change. And they'll all support whoever gets the nomination. Well, they'd better. Which makes it arduous to choose between 20 plus. Don't mind what pundits say. Let's find a better way. Pick who you think it should be. Screw electability. That's an erroneous method to choose among the 20 plus. Multitudinous. What a chore for us. 20 plus.
Lauren Mayer is her name. Yes, that, and someone in the chat room, in the YouTube chat room, thought that was laughy. People get us confused. People think I'm gotta laugh or gotta laugh is Nicole Sandler. She's not. And she's not Lauren Mayer either. That was Lauren Mayer, who does these wonderful comedy songs. She basically does one every week, pretty much. And yeah, that was an annoying tune, although the lyrics were great that Lauren wrote. It's the Taylor Swift thing. It was a Taylor Swift song. So I'm not familiar with the source material there, but Lauren Mayer doing her wonderful usual best. All right. It is a Tuesday. There's a lot going on. Again, I am hindered today because my audio Wallow sound is not working. So I'm a little bit hampered. Here's what I'll do. We will we'll take a break. We'll get to what's news. I can still play that somehow. And then Gotta Laugh will join us because there's so much to talk about. There's been a lot of stuff going on. So, all right. Again, if you're just joining us, that was Lauren Mayer. You can find her on YouTube, of course, on Twitter and Facebook, Lauren, M-A-Y-E-R. She does great parody songs. We play them pretty much every week. And then Laffy, Gotta Laugh, will be along in a few minutes. But first, let's check in with the news of the day. Oh, I got to figure out how to play this. Okay, hold on. I have it here. All right. You know what? Before we get to what's news, let me fill you in on the news. I'm so discombobulated not having my stuff together. Since this morning, there's been some breaking news. One, and this isn't the lead story, but it works. Donald Trump cannot block his critics on Twitter. Are you blocked? He's breaking the law. Today's decision from a New York-based appeals court upholds an earlier ruling that says that Trump violated the First Amendment when he blocked individual users critical of him or his policies on the account the president regularly uses to communicate with the public. The case has implications for how elected officials nationwide interact with constituents on social media. Okay. In other breaking news, Politico is reporting that the House Judiciary Committee finally intends to authorize subpoenas to 12 of former special counsel Robert Mueller's witnesses, including Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, his former deputies Rod Rosenstein, deputy former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, former Chief of Staff John Kelly, former Trump manager, campaign manager Corey Lewandowski. It's about fucking time. So that's going on. All right, so now we'll go to today's What's News episode, and then we'll be back with Gotta Laugh to talk about everything going on in our crazy fucked up world today. Come on. There we go.
I read the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Millionaire Jeffrey Epstein was indicted Monday, accused of operating a sex trafficking ring in which he sexually abused dozens of underage girls. Epstein pleaded not guilty to two charges. He faces up to 45 years in prison if convicted on both counts.
Contemporaneous with the arrest of Epstein at Teterboro Airport, agents executed a search warrant on his mansion in New York City. Agents seized evidence, including nude photographs of what appeared to be underage girls.
Epstein will remain in detention at least until next week following preliminary court proceedings Monday. Law enforcement officials gave credit to the Miami Herald and reporter Julie K. Brown's work while announcing the indictment at a presser, saying, quote, "We were assisted by some excellent investigative journalism." Brown said other powerful people are likely sweating it out today.
Needless to say, these are very powerful people, and I think that they're sweating a little bit, especially today. We don't know how much, how deep this went, how far reaching it went in government, but there's been a lot of people that, you know, I could see their names on these message pads on a regular basis as part of the evidence. You know, these message pads where they would call Epstein and leave messages such as, "I'm at this hotel." You know, why do you do that? Except that you're expecting him perhaps to send a girl to visit you at your hotel. So there's probably quite a few important people, powerful people who are sweating it out right now. We'll have to wait and see whether Epstein's going to name names or what kind of information he's going to try to trade in order to, you know, maybe get out of this in some way or lower his culpability.
The case also has political implications because of allegations that Alex Acosta, who is now Donald Trump's labor secretary, mishandled the investigation into Epstein when Acosta was a U.S. attorney. Some now want Acosta to resign, including Nancy Pelosi, who tweeted Monday night, "Secretary Acosta must step down. As U.S. attorney, he engaged in an unconscionable agreement with Jeffrey Epstein, kept secret from courageous young victims, preventing them from seeking justice. This was known by POTUS when he appointed him to the cabinet. Hashtag Acosta resign." Donald Trump struck back at the U.K. diplomat who called him inept and clumsy in leaked diplomatic cables. Here's CNN's Aaron Burnett.
President Trump vowing never to again deal with the British ambassador to the United States, the top diplomat of America's closest ally. Why? Well, because Ambassador Kim Derrick criticized the president in private messages that were leaked. President Trump tweeting, quote, "I do not know the ambassador, but he is not liked or well thought of within the United States. We will no longer deal with him." Well, first of all, Trump, of course, does know Ambassador Derrick. He's met him multiple times. In fact, Derrick was actually scheduled to have dinner with President Trump tonight until he was disinvited. Because now Derrick is dead to Trump. And this was the nail in the coffin. Derrick writing in one of the leaked documents, quote, "We don't really believe this administration is going to become substantially more normal, less dysfunctional, less unpredictable, less faction-driven, less diplomatically clumsy and inept." Adding that he doesn't think the White House will, quote, "ever look competent."
Congress comes back into session Tuesday, beginning a 3-week stretch until the August recess. Over 7 million Americans have become uninsured under Trump's health care regime. On Tuesday, his lawyers will ask a court to kill the Affordable Care Act and kick tens of millions of people off their health insurance.
Obamacare faces a big test in New Orleans. The Fifth Circuit of the U.S. Court of Appeals will hear arguments between the Trump administration and 18 Republican-led states on the one hand and a score of Democratic-led states on the other over the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act. If you're scratching your head right now, yes, we have been here before. The Supreme Court has upheld the ACA twice. But it's back before the federal courts after a federal district judge in Texas ruled the entire law invalid last year. As the Washington Post points out, no matter the circuit court's ruling, Republicans stand to gain little. If the court sides with Democrats, Republicans walk away defeated. If the Fifth Circuit sides with Republicans, ruling the ACA unconstitutional, it would almost certainly catapult the issue back before the Supreme Court. And if that happens, and the high court were to decline the case, the drama would raise fresh uncertainties for millions of Americans who could lose coverage and protections that were created under the law. That includes people with pre-existing conditions, whom President Trump has promised to protect.
Meanwhile, a federal judge blocked a major White House initiative on prescription drug costs, saying the Trump administration lacked the legal authority to require drug makers to disclose prices in TV ads. The first casualty of the 2020 presidential primary is here. Eric Swalwell is out of the Democratic race. And billionaire Tom Steyer's big ego is reportedly getting in. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.
And now, it's time for the Nicole Sandler Show segment, Shooting the Shit with Laffy.
Yes, I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage today because my audio controls are all messed up. So we're sort of on, spit and chewing gum today. Meanwhile, the phone's still working, thank goodness, and it's time for Gotta Laugh. So let's get Laffy on the line, shall we? Oh, I don't have my touch tones up. Oh, well. Hello?
Well, yes, you've reached the Revolutionary War Airport Stories Hotline.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Press 1 if you've ever had your horse towed because you parked in the red zone.
My horse towed?
Yes, I
guess it's a good thing that my buttons aren't working
because
I never had my horse towed at the airport. Okay. No. Beep.
So beep, beep. Okay. Press 2 if you think Washington said, man the airports.
I don't think so. So I'm not going to press 2.
Press 3 if you think Trump's parade was such a disappointment, he named it Eric.
3. Or Ivanka or Don Jr. or yeah,
Eric's,
Tiffany.
Eric's the biggest loser.
Yeah,
or Tiffany. Yeah.
Tiffany.
Actually, those were Tiffany. All from Twitter. I usually write my own jokes, but those were so good I had to just use them.
Oh, well, I'm glad something's working.
Well, not a whole lot. You know, I was telling you off the air that I spent the last, let's see, it's now 12:15, so 6 hours, six hours batting away trolls. I've had to report, honestly, well over 100 trolls and bots because somebody tagged me in a tweet that said boycott Home Depot.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even, you know, I wasn't talking to the person. They just tagged me.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. So I've spent my entire morning it's now 12:15 my time. So the entire morning trying to clean away from my timeline because, you know, once a troll gets into your timeline, what they can do if you don't block them is they can then go after all your followers and then it perpetuates. So I really make an effort to report and block every single one of them. If as long as they're uncivil or they're just being trolly.
Right.
If they're just voicing an opinion, I may leave them where they are or not.
Yeah.
But I just don't want anything to do with them. So, yes, that's my life. Hello.
Hi. Well, your life. Can we talk about earthquakes? Oh, my God. So on the 4th, you had the first one, right? And that was a 6.4. Did you feel that one?
it was really weird. At my house, we're on pretty much bedrock, so it's good. That's a good thing. Uh-huh. We don't get a lot of jello underneath us. We have hard rock underneath us, so we don't get as bad as some other people. But I felt the sort of a gentle sway, like I was in a boat. But my husband was out shopping, and he felt it good and long, you know, but it was still not too bad at all. It was just sort of a sway. And then the second one, the 7.1, I was sitting at the computer, and it lasted forever. And again, it wasn't a bad quake. It was just endless. And I kept thinking, okay, so is this a precursor? Should I brace for a stronger quake now? So I start getting under my desk. By the time I figured out where to hold on, it was over.
Right. Yeah, well, that's how it works.
I didn't feel any aftershocks or anything, no.
Well, you were far enough away. I mean, you're up in the Thousand Oaks area, and this was in the, 150 miles, I think, northeast of Los Angeles. So out sort of in the closer to Bakersfield, I think, than to you. And then, just as I was thinking, okay, they're going to be good. Then it was Friday night. I looked at my phone. It's like 7.1 earthquake hit Southern California. It's like, holy shit. 6.4 is bad enough, but a 7.1, each 1/10 of a point up on the Richter scale is a doubling of intensity. So this was like 10 times as intense an earthquake. I can't even imagine what a 7.1 feels like.
Well, and we had in 94, the Northridge quake was at 6.7.
That's what it was, 6.7. And that one, I was in Santa Monica for that, and I thought I was dead. So, I can't even imagine Chris Dirks is in Santa Monica. He's in the YouTube chat room. He said, I felt the 7.1 here in Santa Monica like riding a surfboard. The Venetian blinds were rocking back and forth, banging against the windows.
Yeah, I could see we have these long hanging lights that were they never stopped swaying. It must have taken them a half an hour to stop swaying. May I suggest to anybody in earthquake country or near earthquake country, because you'll get, as you know, we just talked about it, you'll get the feeling of a quake because you'll get a quake.
Yes.
Quake wax or museum wax. It's something that's like a white waxy putty.
Yeah.
And you, or a white putty. There's two types, and you roll it up into little balls and you stick it under things that you don't want falling on you, like pictures on the wall or vases.
Right.
It holds a lot of weight. We have them on every single picture frame.
Wow. I never even heard of it.
Yeah. We went into, I think it was a children's museum or something, and it says, go into this room and it'll shake, but you'll see nothing moves. And we went into there and they had a whole room set up. And they had all these things that you would see in a room where, little statuettes and vases and, pretty things. And the room shook and they just stayed put. And we went right out and we got some. This was after the Northridge quake,
right.
So we've never really had to use it. I mean, we use it, but we've never had to.
And it's been like 20 years since the last quake in Southern California. So, The scary thing about this, and there's a discussion going on in the YouTube chat room about which is worse, like tornadoes or earthquakes. I've been through an earthquake. I've been through major hurricanes. I was here. I was here in Miami for Andrew visiting my dad, who was an invalid. And then I lived through the Northridge quake in Los Angeles. Ugh. I swore the next, I was just waiting for the locusts to come.
Oh, I know. It's one thing after another. And, as we've talked about, we're trying to move up to Canada eventually and live there. We have, we've applied for permanent residency, which takes 2 years. And it's earthquake country again. So, I guess we'll live with it.
Yeah.
I'm looking for areas that are not on liquefaction because that's not good.
No. Well, I'm glad you're okay. I mean, the real, when I heard 7.1, I thought, oh God, that's bad. And, glad you're safe. I'm glad it happened in a very not populated area. But just makes you wonder, when the big one is going to hit, because they keep saying it's not a matter of when, it's a matter of if, it's when.
It's when. Yeah, right. Exactly. So, and it will. Anyway. And it's scary. And one of the worst things about earthquakes is the noise.
Yeah.
People don't realize
how loud it sounds, like a freight train coming through. The rumbling, it's just everything
Bam, 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 bam. I mean, I'll never forget the in the 94 quake. The shaking was one thing. I could live with that.
Uh-huh.
It's that noise coupled with the shaking. You just start feeling like the world's going to just die. You know, and I remember running to my twins' rooms and saying, "We made it through. We did it." And we thought it was the big one, which it wasn't. Ah. Yeah, but you shouldn't run. Cynthia was saying earthquakes make you want to be outside, but you shouldn't run outside.
No.
That's something you shouldn't do. And also, if you are outside, you need to avoid trees and buildings. You need to be in a big open space or you're not safe.
Uh-huh. Hey, but so, did you see this, the video of the girl who was, like teaching how to put on makeup?
No.
Oh my God. All right. I'm going to play this for you. Hold on. All right. YouTube, let me pull up a screen and let me figure out how to do this so that you guys can see it. All right. Here we go. All right. It's going to be on YouTube in a second. Ah, wait, now why won't, oh, okay. Hold on. I put it in the wrong place. Ah, I got to pull it over here. Okay. So where is the, here it is. All right. So I'm going to play this video. So it's this girl.
Hi guys. It's Allie here today with your makeup call. Once again, yay, just remember to click subscribe on that little button
below.
Click
to subscribe.
Watch all my fun videos.
Okay.
Thanks guys. I really
appreciate it. All right.
So
you'll see the video in a moment.
So today we're going to start off by doing a really pretty, just classic red lip. It's one of those elegant, sophisticated looks every girl should know how to do. It's just something fun you can do when you're going to go out on a night of town, kind of a classy, mature look if you're going for. Just a few helpful hints before we start off.
Okay.
Is once you're doing your makeup and your foundation and your eyeshadows and all of that, just make sure not to do too bright of a blush or too deep of a bronze.
Oh my gosh, never.
Crazy eyeshadow colors.
Oh no.
Because then you're going to look like a clown. It's going to be too much.
This is really good advice.
Your lips are going to pop enough.
It's coming, I promise you. It'll be worth it.
Your face. Make sure you can do a heavy eyeliner if you want, or even a lighter one.
Okay.
Stick some natural,
let's get to the lipstick.
Colors. You guys can see her. Did some brows.
Come on, Allie. Allie J. Her name is Allie J.
Just like a little bit of color there, but not too much.
Okay.
All right, let's get started on the red lip.
Here we go.
A lot of girls like to start with the lip liner, but I like to start off just with doing my lipstick.
Oh, this is good advice.
I'm using my mom's Bobbi Brown. Oh, yeah, it's the red number 10.
Okay, Allie, let's get to it. Come on.
I won't see it for a while.
No, I know, I know. I'm sorry.
Don't let her know we're using it.
I wasn't prepared for this.
Oh, no,
but it's worth the payoff, I promise you.
Here we go. It looks like a heart.
Oh, it looks like a heart on your lip. Okay, fill it in.
Get it in there.
You can see where this is going, knowing an earthquake is about to hit.
A few different times just to kind of get it a real deep color.
Real deep color. Okay.
And kind of going
here. Yeah. She's so cool.
Uh-huh. Oh, here we go. Oh, my God. This does not look real. Wait till, I mean, there's a little delay, so you'll see it. And it just cuts off. Now I'm waiting.
I'm watching it still, okay, so it's not shaking yet.
I'm waiting for it to show. I'm watching there's a delay between real time and YouTube. Do you see it yet?
Oh, that poor girl. Oh my God, Allie, I am so sorry.
Oh, and now you could see how it's shaking. I mean, she's being tossed left to right all around this room.
I mean, like, Nicole, next time I put on my red lipstick, I'm totally going to be in a different city. Because, like, that was so embarrassing. Like, the whole red thing went over my face.
Yes, it did.
All into my cheek. And I didn't know what to do. So, like, I totally flipped it off before I could get any scarer. Because scarer's a word.
But your lipstick looks so good, except for the part where it goes all the way up the left side of your face.
Thank you. I'm an expert. So nice of you,
So there you go. That's what it looks like in an earthquake.
Man. Yeah.
Oh my God! Yeah. Sorry, it was such a long lead up. I wasn't prepared to play it for you, and so there you go. But it was worth the payoff, wasn't it?
I feel sorry for her. Actually, I'm making fun, but I feel so sorry for her because I know how that feels.
Oh my God!
I had a friend tell me during the '94 quake that she was on the toilet during the earthquake, and I just burst out laughing. And she said, "Well, yes, actually, it was a good place to be." But yeah, I really had to pee once the earthquake was over because I got that scared. That's how bad it was.
Oh, I'll bet. I still remember the feeling in 94. And when I went downstairs to go outside, you know, I couldn't get my car because it was stuck in the garage that only opened with the electronic garage door opener. So a neighbor drove me to the radio station and we took surface streets, which was a good thing because the freeway, the 10 freeway, had collapsed at the La Cienega exit, which is where we would have gotten off. So oh my God. And it's, I mean, look, that was almost 20 years ago. It was over 20 years ago. Wow.
And I still remember my fear. It's like it was yesterday. Every time there's an earthquake, I think it's going to be that bad or worse. You mm-hmm. know, you remember it very well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ugh. And so now, then when I heard a 7.1, it's like, oh, my God. So meanwhile, there were shockwaves. How do you like that segue? Throughout the country, we can talk about anything from Donald Trump and his idiotic, 4th of July airplane. I still can't believe he said that. I'm just...
Oh, he's such an idiot. God, he's such a stupid ass idiot. I can't believe how stupid he is.
And then He blamed it on the teleprompter.
How do you blame that on a... No, I'm sorry. The teleprompter goes out. You don't say that there's an airport during the Revolutionary War.
Exactly. It shows how much he depends on the damn teleprompter because it made him forget everything he ever learned in American history. He talking about taking over the airports in the 18th century. Oh my God.
So unbelievably idiot. Whenever I get this worked up about him, I can't mm-hmm. even find words. That's how bad I get.
Oh, I know. Well, that was at least laughable. Then in other news, I mean, I'm trying to think all this. I'm unprepared today, honestly, because I've been fucking around with this damn computer trying to make it work. Okay, well, the Epstein thing. Thank God. I'm down here in South Florida. Our newspapers are not the best, but I'll tell you, these days we do get the Miami Herald, even though we live up in Broward County. The Sun Sentinel is the Broward County paper, but it's so bad. So we started getting the Herald again. And I'll tell you, it's not much better, except for this woman, Julie K. Brown, who was supposed to come on this show a month or two ago. And she's being hit up left, right, and center. Everybody wants to talk to her, and for good reason. I mean, this case had been swept under the rug. Jeffrey Epstein served a 6-month prison sentence, and he was allowed out 6 days a week to go to the office. It was just bullshit. And now, due to the reporting prowess of Julie Brown, this is back, and it's an open case again. This is, thank goodness.
Oh, I know. And you know what? Here, let's not forget that Acosta is responsible for monitoring human trafficking.
That's right. That comes under his purview.
I mean, what? It can't get any better, right? That is just perfect. The one person that's involved is the one involved with you. I mean, it's almost like, maybe mm-hmm. Trump put him in there for a reason.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, and on another front, did you hear that on something Barr had recused himself from?
Oh, I've got all that.
Oh, you do?
Too.
Okay, then let's get to it. I suppose you're going to want me to let loose the birds, huh? Hold on. I can do it. It's just going to take me. Here we go. Okay. Come on.
I'm doing my best.
Damn it. No. All right. Okay. Here we go. Here we go.
Yay.
Welcome to my tweet spot.
This is so clumsy. Hopefully I'll get this working again, or I'm going to need to somehow get a new computer.
Great,
if anyone wants to underwrite a new computer, just let me know. Okay.
Okay. So here's somebody who was listening to Trump's little, I don't even call them press conferences, his ego conferences that he does outside the helicopters and stuff. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, anyone else catch that? When I made the deal to bring him on, quote, meaning Acosta. What deal? God laugh. Did you hear that too?
And then I heard that.
You heard it? Yep, mm-hmm. That's exactly what he said. I DVR'd it and rewound it three times. No mistake. He said, when I made the deal to bring him on. What deal? What deal did he make to bring him on?
The same kind of deals he makes to bring everyone on. I'm sure he gets something out of these jobs that he's giving away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Daniel Dale live tweeted the little ego conference, and I have some follow up on all of these, but I'll read you his little thread. It's a short thread. Trump said Acosta has been just an excellent Secretary of Labor. He adds, what happened 12 or 15 years ago, you know, if you go back and look at everybody else's decisions, I would think you'd probably find they'd wish they did it a different way. Trump says a lot of people were involved in the Epstein deal, not just Acosta. Trump says he feels very badly for Acosta. Trump says he had a, quote, falling out with Epstein 15 years ago.
Sure he did.
Quote, I wasn't a fan of his that I can tell you.
Right.
17 years ago, Trump called him a, quote, terrific guy and said, quote, it is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the setup.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's all the quotes.
Yep.
Okay. So LOL GOP says, today we're sending a powerful message to the world. Just because you're a billionaire doesn't mean you can get away with sex crimes. You have to be president, too.
There is
so
that.
Good.
There is that.
Oh, three people in downtown Seattle were just stabbed.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Lovely.
That's nice. Aye, aye. George Conway, Kellyanne's husband.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's responding to somebody's replying to a newsie saying, wouldn't over a decade ago place Trump right in the high time of Epstein's crimes? And George Conway says, let's see, ..
Uh-huh.
The indictment unsealed yesterday covers the period 2002 to 2005. The 2007 NPA covered the period 2001 to 2007. In 2000, a worker next door said he, quote, often saw Trump at Epstein's townhouse.
Hmm.
In 2002, Trump called Epstein a terrific guy. The math seems very simple.
Wow. Yeah, there's there was a clip in What's News. Again, I don't have all my sound stuff available easily to play. But is it here? No. Damn it. I hate this. I just
don't
really
worry.
Hate this.
Okay.
And I've totally lost my train of thought. The whole thing about Barr recusing himself and not recusing himself, he's recused from the citizenship thing or he's not. I'm all discombobulated.
Okay. I don't know about the citizenship
right.
thing, but I'm getting to the recusal thing.
Okay, good.
Quinn Cummings responding to Shimon Pro's tweet about details from what FBI found inside Epstein's $77 million Manhattan mansion, extraordinary volumes of a volume of photographs of nude underage girls.
Yep.
Hundreds, perhaps thousands of sexually suggestive photographs of fully or partially nude females, safe containing compact discs with labels. So Quinn Cummings, who goes by @Quincy, who I love, says, quote, safe containing compact discs with labels, unquote. He didn't keep those images labeled and in a safe because of the girls. He kept those images labeled and in a safe because of the rich and powerful adult men the girls are with.
Mm-hmm. You know, in that press conference with the prosecutors from the Southern District of New York, they were talking about, you know, they came up with the search of Epstein's New York home, found all these nude photos of what appear to be underage girls and all that. And an interview with Julie Brown of the Miami Herald said that I aired in What's News. She said that very, you know, high-powered people are sort of shaking in their boots today.
Yep.
At that presser, I'm going to play this comment. Listen to this.
Yes.
Prince Andrew.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Prince Andrew, British royal family, to see if he could provide you any information. Yeah, he was a long-standing friend of Mr. Epstein.
No comment.
So did you hear that? So Prince Andrew, apparently a long-standing friend of Epstein's, and they asked him if there was and the prosecutor quickly said, no comment.
That's coming up in my, not Andrew's, Andrew, but
a lot of
this
other people.
Subject is coming up in my next tweet.
Okay, cool.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay, so commenting on this from The Atlantic. Will be Sarah Kenzior. The Atlantic says George Nader was accused of importing photographs of nude boys engaged in a variety of sexual acts. The 1985 charges were dismissed after key evidence was thrown out, Natasha Bertrand reports. Okay, so then Sarah Kenzior says, Nader is the fifth pedophile tied to Trump. Others are men to which Trump had closer ties. Roy Cohn, John Casablancas, Jeffrey Epstein, and Tevfik Arif, whoever, I don't know some of those.
Okay.
But, in other words, he hangs out with pedophiles. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
And so you know what's coming up is going to expose, and sorry about the pun, but it's going to expose a lot of people that don't want that kind of exposure, unless for some reason they keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
You know it is.
Yeah. I want to say there's no way they'll allow that to happen. I see what's been allowed to happen. So I won't rule out anything, but I think the uproar and the outcry from regular people are going to say enough already. The fact that this guy has not done serious jail time to this point is just reprehensible. And so – you know, hopefully now that this is all spilling forth, it's not going to end. This guy's going to go away, and maybe some of his co-conspirators will go away too.
I really, no, I don't care who they are.
I don't care
either. I want them gone.
All. Yep. And I guess Alan Dershowitz has been implicated. Mm-hmm. He keeps denying, but his name keeps popping up.
Yep. And so does Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton came out with a full statement.
Yes, he did.
He tick-tocking his relationship and all his meetings. However, it was contradicted by some journalist who said, no, I've been covering this and there are 10 flights back and forth.
Ooh.
That he didn't mention. So that's still up in the air. I thought it was a really good statement. It sounded very thorough, but then you come back with a journalist who said, he left out a whole bunch of things. So
you know,
we'll
are some people who have just lied too much and that they're no longer credible. Of course, Donald Trump is the poster child for the Liars Anonymous, but Bill Clinton, you know, he's in that club.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I agree. I said anybody. I don't care if it's on, you know, a Democrat or Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who it is. If you're messing around like that, go to prison and leave us alone. We don't want
you. Kidding.
Erica Orden, who is with CNN, said a DOJ official says that Barr has consulted with career ethics officials at DOJ and he will not recuse, because yesterday I got about a zillion retweets because what's his name? Malcolm Nance retweeted me saying he did recuse.
Right.
And he will not recuse from the Jeffrey Epstein case in SDNY.
Wow.
Barr has been and will remain recused from any, I got to open this one up, from any retrospective review of the resolution of the earlier case in Florida. So I have two comments on that one. One is from T. Payne.
Okay.
William Barr has unrecused. That's all the proof we need that Trump is smack dab in the middle of this Epstein scandal.
Right, because yesterday he had said he had recused himself, and now he did what Trump tried to get Sessions to do with the Russia, with the Mueller probe, which is unrecuse himself. Sessions said no, but Bob Barr is...
a yes man.
Yeah. He's reeked.
He's a puppy dog.
We've been watching. We've been. David never watched Game of Thrones the first time through, and I watched it, but I missed so much. So I said I would go through and watch it again. Now that I've seen it, and now I know who the people are, I wanted to go back and watch it, see all the things I missed. And so he came across a meme yesterday. Do you watch Game of Thrones? I don't know.
No.
Oh, so reek, Barr as reek wouldn't make any sense to you, but reek basically was emasculated by one of the truly sick individuals, Ramsay Bolton. You know, had his dick and balls cut off. That's reek, and reek became very indentured in servitude to Ramsay Bolton. That's Bill Barr.
Aha, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Anyway, T. Payne goes on to say, when will Speaker Pelosi and Dem leadership finally do the right thing and impeach the Trump crime syndicate? I can't get that out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. And then angrier White House staff on Twitter says, translation, Trump needs protecting. That's what that means, that Barr won't recuse himself.
Uh-huh.
That's
yep.
what he says. Or she.
Yep.
I don't know if it's a he or a she. It's not a current White House staffer, but. No stuff.
Amazing.
Okay, so here's a couple of things that I tweeted because I was watching and live tweeting. Mitch McConnell just said he defers to Trump to make a decision about the future of Acosta. And I said, how courageous of you to not condemn that rapist enabler, aider, and abettor, which makes you an enabler, Senate Majority Leader.
Okay.
Because he deferred. I mean, they asked him point blank, what do you think about Acosta? Should he go, well, I'm just, I'm deferring.
How can, I mean, come on. Hey, oh, wait, hold on. I hate that I don't have my wall of sound here, because if I did, I would have just hit the button and you would have heard. Hold on. It's coming. Hold on.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Did you hear it?
Come on, man.
Yep.
There we go.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Oh, dear. I don't even get me started on him. Okay. we can talk about that in a minute. Here's off topic now.
Okay.
From Lachlan Marquet from the Daily Beast.
Yeah.
So he's saying that Kris Kobach has filed a statement of candidacy for the U.S. Senate race in Kansas.
Yeah.
And he said, which is weird because the former Kansas Secretary of State's first name is Chris, not Chris. And he spelled it wrong.
He spelled his name wrong. How does somebody spell their name wrong?
I don't know. Especially in a statement of candidacy.
Yeah.
It appears the Kobach's campaign misspelled his own first name. They just filed this amended statement of candidacy spelling it right.
Oh, my God. I thought they were hoping that if they misspell, because it's KK, they were afraid people put a third K on it, and that they can change it to a C and no one would notice, and they might think it was actually a different Chris Kobach and might actually vote for him.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it didn't work.
Yeah.
It just didn't work. Okay, yeah. So yesterday, Trump tweeted out a fake quote from Reagan.
Oh, my God. This guy is so certifiable.
He's so stupid. And by the way, he quote tweeted over the Reagan Battalion, at Reagan Battalion, that has since been deleted. You know, the account has been suspended.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
And he said, cute, when he saw this. And the quote was, and it's a picture of Trump shaking hands with Reagan, which is real. That's real.
Right.
And then the fake quote, which has been debunked by Snopes. For the life of me, and this is from Reagan, supposedly, for the life of me, and I'll never know how to explain it, when I met that young man, meaning Trump, I felt like I was the one shaking hands with the president.
Oh, my God. Now, do we know where that fake quote originated from? Like, who made it up?
I don't know.
I say it was
Ivanka. I'm sure it was...
Ivanka, it was you, wasn't it? Come on.
Don't know. Okay, here's from the Political Wire.
Yeah.
They tweeted this out. I love this one.
Uh-huh.
Trump's tariffs, you know, those lovely little tariffs.
Yeah.
They could cause a Bible shortage.
Oh, wouldn't that
real.
Be terrible?
From CBS News, publishers of religious books are warning that President Trump's latest, and I hated saying those words. Mm-hmm. I never say those words. The latest proposed tariffs on Chinese imports could result in a Bible shortage in the United States because tens of millions of Bibles are printed in China every year.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's just so ironically cool. I love that one.
It good. Karma's
Let
a
us
bitch.
Pray.
Let us pray. By the way, if you Google search pedophile, the first after the definition of the word pedophile, next thing that shows up is a picture of Jeffrey Epstein.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. I love when Google, you know, that happens on Google. When it happened with what's his name my mind just went blank.
Santorum.
Yes.
Rick Santorum. And in fact, I wonder what if it's still the first thing Santorum. Santorum. What happens when you Google Santorum? Well, Rick Santorum comes up, and then Santorum Wiktionary. It's the second thing. It is a frothy mixture of lubricant and fecal matter as an occasional byproduct of anal sex. There you go. It's the second.
Good old Google. Okay, so Gavin Newsom tweeted out. What you were talking about in your news, the Trump administration is going to court today to try and overturn the entire Affordable Care Act. 133 million with pre-existing conditions could lose coverage.
Yep.
Now, I tweeted about you here. I didn't mention you by name because I didn't want to get into a whole thing if people, you know, were either going to feel for you or say mean things to you.
Right.
But I said, my son has Crohn's. My dear friend is a cancer survivor. Thanks, Trump. Pro-life my ass.
Right.
What are we supposed to do in the event? And then the next thing that they would try to do is take credit, which I have in my next tweet, for saving or going back to pre-existing conditions. All right. So the next one is just in Senate. This is from NPR. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pledged that if the courts strike down Obamacare's protections for those with pre-existing conditions, the Senate would move swiftly to restore them. And I answered, then why go to court to remove them? What hypocrites. Not to mention the fear factor of so many of us who depend on ACA. Not to mention Republicans have no health care plan to replace ACA. They had their chance. Pro-life my ass.
And by the way, Ian Millhiser of Think Progress, I think he's still at Think Progress, yes, just tweeted this. Leaving the Fifth Circuit Obamacare case now. Short news, Short news, it went very badly. The two Republican judges appear determined to strike Obamacare.
Oh.
There is a chance they will be too embarrassed to do so, but don't bet on it.
Oh, my God. Can you? I'd like to tweet that out.
I will
can
retweet
you tweet that
yep,
to me.
Yep. I will retweet it. And
okay. And I'll put that out as soon as I can. In the meantime, speaking of the Mueller report, because Mueller's going to be testifying next Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Ma'am. Mm-hmm. A week from tomorrow. Yep.
So Natasha Bertrand, she, and I'm going to read you an Elie Mystal quote tweet over this. She tweets out, more than a dozen members of Congress on both sides of the aisle readily admitted to Samuelson, one of their writers, that they haven't read the full Mueller report. It's tedious, said Lisa Murkowski.
Oh, God.
I don't have to read it. I lived it, said Tim Kaine.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, you know, it's just our democracy at stake. So, hey, guys, don't even worry about it. Okay, so Elie Mystal, who I adore, he's a legal analyst on MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the best sense of humor. He says, please tell our fucking government that the Mueller report has electrolytes in it so they stop watching Ow My Balls long enough to fucking read it. And I read that loudly because it was in caps.
Uh-huh. Okay. He follows me on Twitter. I tried direct messaging him and inviting him on the show, but he hasn't responded to me.
Oh, there's some people I will try to get him to.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I will try.
I'd love to have him on.
I don't know if I have any pull with him, but he does retweet me. So,
Okay.
So Schooley at Schooley, he says it's a little short threadlet. He said, "Can the people who keep assuring me that Nancy Pelosi is playing some brilliant long game tell me where being dismissive of the energy brought by the newest members of the caucus fits into that plan?" And then he goes on, "And if that alleged plan is so foolproof, wouldn't she share it with her entire caucus so they'd stop publicly questioning why she's putting out such passive messaging?" And then he says, okay, got that off my chest. Comments closed. There's like this little tug of war going on between Nancy Pelosi and four of the more progressive members of Congress.
I can't believe Nancy Pelosi. I can believe it, but I can't believe she said there are only four votes. She's picking a fight with the new generation, with the great energy that's finally coming into the Democratic Party, and she's picking a fight with them and belittling them? Oh, my God.
I don't understand where that gets her.
She needs to go. She needs to go.
From what I'm reading in my stream, we have a whole lot of people agreeing with you.
Ugh.
I hear this all the time, all day long, from one thing to the next, whether it's about impeachment or fighting with these four members of Congress, talking about AOC, Ilhan Omar, keep going. Who are the other two?
Ayanna Pressley and Rashida Tlaib.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so bad with names. Anyway, So these are very popular Congress members who are getting a lot done and or said in public when need be, who are really good, especially AOC, really good at these committee hearings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she'd want to. It just doesn't make sense to me. I don't get it. What do you? Can you explain it in any rational
way? I guess it's
her
way of saying, I'm still in charge. Pay no attention to those people over there. They're not me. What I say goes. And I said no impeachment. She also said no impeachment for Acosta. She said that's up to Donald Trump. That's his cabinet. Fuck you, Nancy Pelosi. Yes, she did. Let me see if I can find the exact quote. It's just really sickening already. We came out in huge numbers so that the Democrats could take back the House of Representatives so they could do something about this administration, this criminal, unconscionable administration, and Nancy Pelosi refuses to do anything.
Okay, I don't want to get any more upset than I already am. Okay, so Kristen Wilson Kepler. She says, Texas Mizzou girl covering Capitol Hill for CNN. Okay. She said, when McConnell was asked, oh, you're going to love this one. And I think I have an article. When McConnell was asked at Presser about his great-great-grandfather being a slave owner in Alabama and whether that has changed his mind about reparations, Senator Todd Young, standing behind McConnell, turned and walked away saying to his staffer, I am so sick of this shit. It gets worse. McConnell responds to the report that his ancestors owned slaves. I'm in the same position as Obama.
Oh, my God.
He says, and here's the quote. You know, I find myself once again in the same position as President Obama. We both oppose reparations and we both are the descendants of slaveholders.
Unbelievable. Hey, you know what? Mitch McConnell, you're not the same as Obama. In any respect, in any way, shape, or form, you're nothing like Obama.
Nothing.
Nothing.
If he had half the brain power. You know, I disagreed with Obama about a lot of things and agreed with him on other things.
Yep.
But if you're going to compare the two, Obama is God compared to, if there were a God,
right,
compared to Mitch McConnell. So, no. Especially in this way. Those were all my tweets, by the way. That was the end of my tweet.
I'm looking to see if I could find that quote from Nancy Pelosi. I saw it on Twitter somewhere, but I can't recall where, and I don't see it quoted anywhere. But
that really stuns me from her. Excuse me, from her on that particular subject. I get some of the things she does, like you were saying, she wants to show that she's in charge, and you know, I'm not agreeing with it, but I understand it. You can disagree and understand something that you disagree with.
Of course.
But people often
do it all the time.
It's true. Hell yeah. So, but this doesn't even make sense, because this is her not quite siding with the, you got to find this.
I know. Now I'm looking. It's hard. You know, I'm trying to listen to you and talk and search
I'm sorry, at the same time. No,
Pelosi up to Trump.
Because
Acosta.
This means she's agreeing with McConnell on this.
Yep. I agree. I'm trying to find Pelosi and Trump. It's not there. They call on him to resign. That's not it. Claims Trump knew about deal. I'm seeing a lot of Nancy Pelosi. Her tweet, she tweeted, but this is not it. She tweeted, Secretary Acosta must step down. As U.S. attorney, he engaged in an unconscionable agreement with Jeffrey Epstein, kept secret from courageous young victims, preventing them from seeking justice. This was known by POTUS when he appointed him to the cabinet. Hashtag Acosta resign. But I'm not finding the other part where she said, I'm not going to call on him to be impeached. That's up to Donald Trump. It's his, what did she say? It's his cabinet, and we have other work to do or something. God, I wish I would have
got
kept it.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Yep. Okay, so she has a thing about impeachment.
Yeah, she does.
And she doesn't want politically for it to backfire on her, but I don't get how trying to impeach somebody who enabled, aided, and abetted a child abuser and a rapist, excuse me, how that works against her.
I don't know either. And the thing is about, you know, her being against impeachment in general for Trump with, in general, it is also bullshit. I'm sorry. Actually, the numbers, the polling on impeachment of Trump is higher than the polling for impeachment of Nixon when the impeachment inquiry began. When they started holding hearings, the polls in favor of impeachment were lower than they are today. I think today they're at around 45%. Back then they were like 35%. And Nancy Pelosi seems to think, if we impeach, we're going to be, the Democrats will automatically lose come 2020. That's based in nothing but her own conjecture.
On nothing.
Nothing.
It's the opposite of what happened. Also, I would think she'd want to get the base riled up enough to vote and in supportive of her and supportive of Congress, and that would do it. And who's she going to lose support from? The people who already support Trump?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
We're not going to change minds.
No.
Maybe independents will stop
vote.
And listen.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the biggest, and I'm with AOC on this one, what they need to do is don't worry about the Trump voters. That 40-45% is going to do what they do. What we need to get to are the people who do not vote, the people who didn't show up in 2016, the people who never show up. We need to get them to show up to put this guy out to pasture and hopefully send him to prison for the rest of his life.
Yes. Forever. Yeah,
forever.
Because he's as bad as anybody I've ever witnessed on Earth.
No kidding. Or worse. And or again, worse. He's got, what's his name, Barr, now not recusing himself from the Epstein case. You know, this is all to protect Donald Trump, who I have no doubt is a pedophile.
I wouldn't doubt it for a second.
He's everything else. Every other bad thing I can say about a person is true of him. And we know he admitted that he walked in on the Miss Teen America or whatever the name of the pageant was that he owned. For the teenagers getting dressed in the dressing room, he walked in on them and he bragged about it on Howard Stern's
radio show. I was just
going to
say, and he bragged about it. You read my mind.
Yep. So anyway, with that, we're done. Hopefully, I'm going to go back to work on my computer and try to get this thing working again. Gotta
You'll
laugh.
You'll do it.
We'll see you later. Thanks.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.